Welcome to Safety Culture Excellence. This week's topic, Stop Demotivating Safety Excellence. My name is Sean Galloway, and I'm proud to be your host. Hello everyone, recording this while in Roosevelt, Utah. For the topic this week, I'd like to share an article that I wrote. It was published in the November 13 edition of BIC Magazine. If you'd like to find access to this magazine, you can visit the magazine's website or visit our website at proactsafety.com and click on the Insights tab. Here we go. Stop Demotivating Safety Excellence by Sean M. Galloway. Most people arrive at work with the desire to do well, feel a sense of accomplishment at the end of the day, and return home confident that they contributed towards something worthwhile, and of course to not get injured in the process. Most people awake each morning motivated, go to work, and then become demotivated. High-performing organizations that are full of individuals constantly displaying discretionary effort recognize there's often more power in first determining that which hinders motivation and stopping it than in seeking out ways to prompt, incentivize, or compel someone to behave in a desired manner. Consider the unfortunate but common act of incentivizing the reporting of near misses, which often results in fiction writing contests. If the goal is to increase the reporting of these types of events, first determine and address why they wouldn't be reported in the first place. Motivation is a high level of energy focused on productive action, thus it is internal. One human cannot motivate another. They can, however, create an environment or setting in which others feel motivated or demotivated. Motivation occurs when someone has a desire to willingly accomplish something. Motivation prompts us to act and is a driving force within an individual. Similarly, demotivation occurs when the internal desire to accomplish something is lost. Preferred behavior may still be observable from a demotivated individual, often a result of feeling they have to rather than want to. Few teams succeed under this mentality. Many organizations successful in all areas of operational performance maintain a motivational strategy that contains the following three tactics. Number one, removing demotivators. Identify the things that rob people of their inner motivation and desire to want to do a great job and contribute to team goals. According to Dean Spitzer, author of Super Motivation, a blueprint for energizing your organization from top to bottom, some sample demotivations are unclear expectations, constant change, withholding information, hypocrisy, dishonesty, unfairness, unproductive meetings, internal competition, lack of follow-up, over-control, ignoring input, and unnecessary rules. Number two, adding motivators. What then can you put into the environment to help increase motivation and willingness to participate with discretionary efforts? Some examples are input into decisions, ownership, involvement, teamwork, scorekeeping and a sense of progress and improvement, winning, variety, and recognition. Number three, rewarding. There's nothing wrong with recognizing someone for great performance, especially when it's connected to a previously communicated goals and delivered in a timely manner. However, be careful of the generalization to praise people in public and criticize in private, as this is not always a truth. Essentially, ask people to do the right thing for the right reasons and reward or recognize their performance when they do. Don't promise an incentive, as this might result in working for the incentive rather than working because they care and want to contribute. If your goal is to create a workforce driven by the sense of want to rather than have to, ensure you have a strategy for motivation that begins with the leaders understanding who their people are, what individually motivates and demotivates. Work hard to not get in the way of the naturally occurring motivation that propels most people forward. Lou Holtz, one of the most successful American football coaches, known for his ability to inspire players, once said, "It's not my job to motivate players. They bring extraordinary motivation to our program. It's my job not to demotivate them." Until next time, remember, in safety, prevention trumps reaction. For more information on safety culture excellence, or if you have a topic to suggest, please email us at podcast@proactsafety.com.